we are in the process of making believers out of the skeptics of offshore wind, and that is one of the reasons why this project here is so important.
That was Secretary of the Interior Ken Salazar, who today, if you can believe it, made his second trip to Boston to make his second announcement about federal approval for the construction plans for Cape Wind. The proposed wind farm in Nantucket Sound has wound its way through more than a decade of regulatory red tape, legal challenges, and political protest. Today's approval gets the controversial project one last step closer to actual construction. Sort of. WBUR's business and technology reporter Kurt Nikisch was at the Salazar announcement. He is here now. Hey there, Kurt.
Hi, Meghna.
So, Kurt, with this approval, guess I should ask, when is the earliest Cape Wind could start breaking ground or seabed in Nantucket Sound?
Yeah, do you call that a groundbreaking or water breaking or sea breaking? Salazar's first announcement, as you remember, about a year ago, that approved the lease of federal water. So if you compare this to maybe like building a new house, that's like getting the land. Today's Bureau of Ocean Energy Management regulation and enforcement approval is basically like getting the building permit. So now Cape Wind can go to the hardware store, buy the tools and lumber, and start sawing and nailing. But if I can carry this analogy one step further, there's still sort of an open cash flow question. Who's going to rent the house?
Meaning financing and how and to whom Cape Wind is going to actually sell all this power.
Right. So far, Cape Wind has a 15-year agreement to sell half of its power to National Grid. So maybe one floor of a two-story house, right? They say they're confident they're going to get a buyer for that other half and that they're going to start constructing this fall regardless. But that is sort of an important open economic question. There's also a dozen or so lawsuits trying to stop the project, too. For me, the one thing I think that's really interesting that I discovered today is that, you know, we're actually really starting to see concrete signs that the offshore wind power industry is sort of setting up shop in Massachusetts, actually becoming part of the landscape.
Oh, interesting. So this is actually something that Cape Wind advocates and also Governor Deval Patrick, in fact, have long claimed that Massachusetts would eventually become a seedbed for the development of offshore wind technology. So you're seeing that that's actually happening?
Yeah. So Siemens, you know, that German corporate giant, they're actually going to be making the wind turbines for Cape Wind. Well, Siemens is opening its offshore wind energy office in Boston, which would ostensibly do business for future offshore wind projects in the United States. The Cape Wind developers, Cape Wind Associates, they're looking at additional projects off of Maryland and New Jersey. They sort of want to leverage this experience and get involved other places. This is all very fledgling. Other places are definitely going to compete, but the fact that Nantucket Sound is the site of the nation's first offshore wind farm, at least right now, practically is giving Massachusetts kind of the first shot at becoming the home for this industry.
But it's not yet actually having, you know, it's not yet there. So I'm wondering, isn't this somewhat theoretical, given that there isn't a wind farm off Massachusetts coast yet?
Yeah, I mean, permits are permits, right? And I've seen lawsuits hold things up for years, but the real sign, at least to me, that the project is moving forward is the money. When you see contracts signed, companies are now hiring to start doing the heavy lifting to build the wind farm. In America, that's maybe the best sign that something is actually going to happen.
WBUR's business and technology reporter Kurt Nikisch, thanks so much.
You got it.
Well, coming up after a break, 4.0s, perfect SATs, and all those extracurriculars won't necessarily get you into the Ivies these days. In fact, getting into an elite school can be especially tough for Asian American students. Believe it. Stay with us. I'm Adam Ragusea.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Radio Boston.